Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Three-hour cycling centers having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. When the news was broken, I am guessing, Bruce, you thought, what am I going to do with myself today? I don't have a mini camp to go to. I'm going to have all of this free time. Maybe I will just start breaking down last year's film.
No.
Of the Broncos.
There is never a day that there isn't something to do. So that is never a concern.
But what are you going to do now that you don't get a chance to go to Dove Valley or whatever they call it, powered by Fox 31, whatever they call it?
What are we
going to do today?
Are we just going to short it to Broncos Park or whatever the hell it is?
No, we're going to call it Dove Valley. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I refer to things like here's one way to put it for me. I don't refer to it as Istanbul. It's Constantinople. Okay? Istanbul was Constantinople.
It hasn't been Constantinople for a minute or two.
Why did Constantinople get the works? It's nobody's business but the Turks.
Well, Constantinople was Roman.
I understand that. I'm going to go by the original name. That's it.
Okay.
It's Invesco Field, Coors Field. It is going to always be Pepsi Center to me.
You know, actually, Empower Field, it for me is Mile High, and that is always how I will refer to it.
Will
just,
you?
Just Mile High.
Yeah.
Mile High. Because it's Invesco at Mile High. It's an Empower at Mile High.
Right.
Well, you know what? Let's just skip it all and get to Mile High. You're getting your money anyway for naming rights. It's not important whether I refer to it that way or not.
Right. You can read the sign.
Why, I understand.
Why do we have to participate in your silly little multi-million dollar game?
Well, I don't know if it's silly to them, if it's a multi-million dollar game, but...
No, it's not silly to them. They're pocketing the cash.
Of course they are.
We are not benefiting.
No.
If you want us to refer to it that way, you know, I'll throw us some change. Time now for the lead.
Not counting on that.
The lead is presented by Smoke and Dave's Barbecue and Brew. Colorado's best barbecue since 2007. Get some tonight in Denver, Longmont, Lyons, and Estes Park.
Okay, Sean Payton has seen enough. No more OTAs. Yesterday, final one. Payton basically said this was more of a byproduct of what he's been seeing and where the team is at, and he likes where the team is at. I'm just wondering, for a guy who also admitted that when he walked in the door last year, he was pissing on every tree. I'm wondering, would he have done this last year?
No.
Because it seems that Sean's in a good mood, right?
Yep.
He likes his young team. I think he has come to the reality that while in his own head, this is not a rebuild, even though in some ways, in a small way, it is, because you're going to be playing a lot of younger players at positions. I think he has accepted it, and I think he has almost embraced it.
Oh, I think you're on target. I think he has embraced it. Look, he's still going to be the irascible. I have no doubt.
Did you say ass?
No, irascible. I was about to say irascible.
I thought you say your ass. You're an ass. Something.
No.
Okay.
But I could rearrange the words if you want.
Well.
Anyway, I think that Sean, once we get back into training camp, it will be a much more familiar feel.
You think?
Once we get into games, it'll be a more familiar feel. But apples to apples, from last year at this time to where he is this year at this time, he is a far more, he is a more well-adjusted I'm not going to go kindler, gentler, but
like a dog, he's got a nice disposition.
Very much so.
Like a lab. As opposed to like a little dog that's always yipping
God almighty.
Yipping at your heels.
I'm telling you, man, every time I take Ted out and I get a little dog that just wants to get up in him, and I'm like, dude, you don't want any part of this.
Right.
You don't want 176 coming down on you with any kind of feeling, energy, or even the slightest bit of anger. So stop your damn yipping.
You almost sound like Hulk Hogan. What you gonna do?
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
But I will say this. Sean is clearly in a better place with the makeup of this team, even if it's quite clearly not going to be as immediately competitive as the one that last year, by his own admission, fueled by a couple of lattes, that they'd be pissed if it wasn't a playoff team. It's an interesting dynamic in that he is, I think, to some degree, re-energized by the youth. I think he feels like they are a deeper football team, interestingly enough. That can be debated. But I certainly won't debate his perspective. If that's his perspective, great. And I think that he is, and he's got a quarterback. He may have three quarterbacks that he likes, but he's going to have one quarterback for sure that he likes whenever that decision is made. And those are all things I think that have kind of combined to make him. That and the fact that I think he knows the reins now. I mean, he's got the reins in his hand. He's comfortable with the decision making. He knows faces. He knows people. He knows the routine.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think he's in a far better place. But let's just hold off on the whole kinder, gentler Sean Payton thing before we get to training camp, and even more so than that, games that count, because wins and losses have a tendency to change all of our attitudes, right?
I don't know what possessed me to do this. Maybe not taking my medication this morning did that. But I decided to look at the depth chart according to ESPN.
Well, okay.
Now, obviously you need to take that with a grain of salt, which I still don't.
Salt lick.
I don't know what that means. What does a grain of salt mean?
Well, a
what does that mean? I'm going to keep saying until I figure out what it means.
A grain of salt.
Yeah. What does that mean? The fact that we have to look this up.
Well, it changes the taste of the.
Take this with a grain of salt. Yeah. Okay.
It's good. It's actually not a bad saying, though.
This is why I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
Pro Football Focus listed the Broncos with the worst roster in football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I decided, you know what? What does this roster really look like? And how much of this is Sean Payton?
Okay. All right.
So let's see the roster that we're not going to go through all 53-plus guys.
No.
Okay?
Give me some highlights.
Okay. With that, they have Bo Nix as the starter.
I don't disagree with that. He didn't have a good day yesterday, though.
Okay. Bo Nix, Javonte Williams, Cortland Sutton, Josh Reynolds, Marvin Mims, Adam Trautman. Four of the six are Peyton's guys, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Javonte, or Cortland, right?
Right.
Michael Burton, fullback. That's his guy.
Sean guy.
Okay. Now let's look at the offensive line. Hello, Mr. Ben Powers. Sam Mustafa and Mike McGlinchey and
all Peyton
Red
guys.
Hot Magma. Okay, so with that, three of the five, those are Peyton guys, and clearly he will want Quinn Miners back, but three of the five guys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when we're counting it up, and I did not count it up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And count the quarterback is two.
Well,
I mean, really, from a standpoint of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, he was, I think that regardless of who he's working yep. with, that right. it will be his guy.
So 8 of the 12 are his guys. When I say 12, I'm including the fullback.
Sure.
Okay. Now let's look at the defense. Zach Allen, DJ Jones, John Franklin Myers, your starting defensive line. 2 of the 3 are your guys.
Right.
Jonathan Cooper is not. Alex Singleton is not.
Nope.
Cody Barton is.
Yep.
Baron Browning is not. Now let's go to the secondary. Levi Wallace is. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have PJ Locke starting. Well, FSF ESPN, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No.
Brandon Jones is. They have Caden Stern starting over PJ Locke.
Well, we know better than
yes,
that.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2 of the 4 guys are going to be starting. Right. Although, who's going to be your nickel guy? And that's going to be Jaquan McMillan.
Right.
So, you have Jaquan, Brandon Jones, Levi Wallace.
Riley Moss is going to be in that mix, and so is the kid from Missouri.
Just talking about who's starting, not the depth.
Oh, right.
Just
yeah.
starting.
Right.
So, you have Zach Allen, John Franklin Myers, Cody Barton, probably Levi Wallace, Jaquan McMillan, Brandon Jones, 6 of the
11.
This is a lot. I mean, this is his team.
Yeah.
And Pro Football Focus, not that they are the end all be all,
right.
calls them the worst roster in football. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Do you have a conclusion?
Not really. I don't even know if
I
have a question.
No. Well, you don't have to have one.
I just thought I'd make a statement hoping that you'd reply to something.
Well, do you think that, I don't think that would surprise anyone. Their over-under is 5.5.
Oh, yeah. And oh, by the way, a friend of mine, I don't know if you know Jay Cornegay, sets the odds at Westgate Casino,
mm-hmm.
put this on Twitter. We took some sharp money on the under for 5.5 wins for the Broncos.
Mm.
Which means, if you're where are those odds going to go?
Lower?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now it's going to be 5.
Yeah.
Although you really can't win 5.5 games.
No, you can't.
If you throw a tie in there, maybe.
Well,
that still doesn't work.
It's been known to happen, but...
This is his roster.
Yeah. I mean,
we're not even 2 full years in, and this has been a roster overhaul.
Yeah. Right. So is this year one?
Not Deion Sanders type of overhaul.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Sean has not said, do you believe?
No, we're not.
Thank goodness.
We're not there yet.
No.
Yeah. I once they made the move with Russ, I think we all understood how this year was going to look.
Yep.
And here we are. I don't think...
By the way, USA Today, so...
Yeah.
I want to combine everything on the outlook for the Broncos heading into training camp. Pro Football Focus lists the Broncos the worst roster in football. Cornegay said big money is coming in on the under.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I find interesting. USA Today ranked Sean Payton as the 16th best coach in the NFL. That's a pretty significant drop compared to where he was probably ranked when he was hired.
Yeah, but you still have to coach the roster you have.
Well, the roster you have is your roster. He's making those decisions.
Yeah, but I mean...
With all due respect to George, this is Sean's roster.
Yeah, but I mean, this is his... It's his hump now.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't his hump a year ago. They were clearly a better football team a year ago than they had been 2 years ago.
Right.
We can all agree on that.
Yep.
So the Payton effect, I think, was certainly real. But now you're in a different position of your roster. You're younger, and you're much less tested.
Coming up after the break, yardbarker.com wrote an interesting article, 5 hottest quarterback battles heading into training camp. Yes, one of them is in town. What did they say about Knicks versus Stidham? That's next.
One by one hidden up my sleeve. Hey, don't let it go to waste. I love it, but I hate the taste. Way, keep it. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, 3-Hour Recycling Center is having an auction for van body trailers. A porta-cool, vending equipment, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a family, you spend your life taking care of your family. God forbid, what if something happens? Well, you better take care of it now, because if it's too late, you can't do it. Highly recommend you go to my friend Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. He sat down with Mandy and I. I thought we were going to do a will. He told me about a trust. I'm thinking, we don't have that type of money to do a trust. You know, I'm thinking trust fund baby, right?
Yep.
That's not going to be our girls. But trust has very little to do with how much money you have. It's about, God forbid, if something happens, you don't have to deal with probate in court. Everything is under one roof, where you have an executor and everything is taken care of before something happens. You have a will, it's a long, drawn-out process. Even if you don't have a family, things need to be done. Don't screw your family, because really that's what you're doing. Talk to Dan McKenzie today. Give him a call, 833-CO-PLANS, 833-CO-PLANS, or check him out online at coplans.co. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
YardBarker.com had an article titled, Five Hottest Quarterback Battles Heading into Training Camp. Number one, no surprise, Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields. While three others had a veteran versus a first-round rookie this year, including Stidham and Bo Nix. This is what was written. Stidham is a prototype pro-style quarterback and a pocket passer who can make all the pre-snap checks head coach Sean Payton wants. Nix plays the same style, but also comes with a quick release, outstanding scrambling ability and mobility in the designed run game. Also has the tools to easily win the job and play at a high level as a rookie. Our prediction is that Nix will start wire to wire as Payton's first, quote, guy since Drew Brees.
I would tend to agree with that. I think there's no reason for me. It's not like I've had any conversations with anyone. In fact, yesterday we got, we talked with both offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach, Sean, the whole nine yards. They were all very careful to not shade any of their comments one way or the other on any of the quarterbacks. They're all trying to play this thing very close to the vest, and I understand that and certainly appreciate that. Bo Nix did not have a great day yesterday, probably had his least productive day. I wouldn't call it a bad day, but...
But for a rookie quarterback, at least the floor is high enough.
Dude, exactly. And by the way, they had two 11-on-11 sessions. One of them was in the red zone. But regardless, none of the quarterbacks were absolutely fantastic yesterday. Stidham was okay, but he was playing against the threes. So anyway, that would be my guess. If someone, and I have a friend I do a radio show with, who would put a figurative gun to my head, because he does it all the time.
Who's that?
Yeah. And say, if it was this way, would you do it or not? And I would say, yes. My prediction would be, with good health, wire to wire.
This is what I'm not looking forward to. Repeat this phrase after me.
Okay.
You going to do it?
Sure.
Win the day.
Win the day.
That is going to become a drinking game all over again in Denver in the media. Who won the day? He won the day. He won the day here. How many days did he win? How many days did he win? How many more days can he win? How many more days does he need to win to become the starter?
Well, there is no winning the day in this time of the year. You can look at quarterbacks.
No, I'm talking about training camp.
Oh, when you get to training camp?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who won the day? With that,
yeah.
Evaluations in a lot of ways are viewed through the lens of the person who might have a rooting interest in the outcome. I believe that the media, generally speaking, has a rooting interest for Bo Nix to be the starter. I do believe that. I'm guessing you believe that as well.
Yes, I would say that.
I don't think anyone is openly saying, I really hope Stidham is the guy, especially after the final two games of the regular season. Right. So if this is the case, and I believe just about everybody in the media would like to see Nix be the starter, then unlike you, which is okay, I'm not criticizing it, this is what you think, why do so many in the media currently believe that Stidham has been the most consistent quarterback when the lens they're looking through is they would like to see Nix be the starter?
I can't speak for everyone else. I can speak only for myself.
But you have a rooting interest, don't you, in a roundabout way?
No, not really.
Well, I don't mean money put on it.
No.
I'm saying that this is what I mean. When you have a rooting interest, you would like to see Nix be the starter. You think it's going to be the best thing for the Broncos,
yes,
if Nix is the starter.
I would agree.
So,
but it has to have been earned.
I get that.
You don't just plop me down and say, here are your three guys, and I haven't seen any of them.
But there is an inherent, no matter how small, bias that you look for the good things that Nix does, and you might pick just a wee bit with the other guy. Well, it was a good pass, but it wasn't perfect. Whereas if the guy that you want to win, in theory, that pass that's just a little bit off isn't really phrased as a little bit off. It was a catchable ball.
Okay. I mean, if you say so. I think
this is human nature.
I think it is human nature.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying this is human nature.
Yeah. But I think you got to take everything. There has to be the proper perspective and the proper context, where we are in the season. If you're looking for definitive things in May and June, you're on the wrong ship. There's not going to be anything definitive. We're not in pads. Decisions are not being made under duress.
Bruce, it's not definitive. It is a snapshot of what you might hope and what you choose to see. I'm just saying it's a snapshot of today. It doesn't mean it's going to be a predictor of what is going to happen.
Right. Well, like I said, every independent views are exactly that. Independent views.
So with that, if you are cheering for Nix, if that's the guy you want to see start, you clearly do. You have made that very apparent.
Well, I'm not cheering for Nix. I take exception to your word usage. I think Nix is the best option. Yes.
Okay. You would like to see him be the starter. Maybe I used the word cheering wrong.
I think he's the best option.
Okay. You want to see him win the job. You want to see him as the starting quarterback. Even if he's worse, you want to see him be the starter. Is that correct?
I want to see him earn the job. Yes.
Okay.
That would be correct.
What if he's not as good as Stidham?
Then
you want Stidham to be the starter?
Probably not. I mean, it
there we go. That's my point.
It depends.
I used the word cheering. I used it wrong because you're not a fan, neither am I.
It depends on the difference between the two.
You want to start the clock on Knicks no matter what, right?
Well, I don't know the difference in training camp between the two players. If one is just so much better.
Yeah, that's different.
But that's a different thing.
But that's not going to be the case.
In the absence of that, it's Knicks.
It's not. He's not going to be that much better.
In the absence of that,
right.
It's Knicks.
Right now, Jared Stidham is not working things out in a phone booth so he can come out with a cape on.
Correct.
Okay, with that. If you're cheering for Knicks, for lack of a better phrase, is it encouraging? If you would like to see Knicks as the guy, cheering is the wrong word. Mm-hmm. If you believe Knicks should be the guy, is it encouraging that at the very least, he's at least close in this competition to Stidham? Or is it disappointing that Knicks isn't ahead of Stidham, considering how Stidham looked in the final two games of the regular season?
Well, considering that Knicks started behind Stidham, they didn't start from the same place. So if they're equal, Knicks is ahead. That's my view. I mean, plain and simple. You've got a guy that's been in the system for an entire year, who started two games in the system, and that has clearly started ahead.
So he's this is almost like a Yogi Berra-ism.
Mm-hmm.
He is behind, but he is ahead.
Well, I don't think he's behind. I don't know.
Yet he's ahead. Think about that for a second.
Well, I don't know where collectively
he started behind, but he's ahead. He's ahead because he's behind.
I don't think he's behind Jared Stidham.
No, he's behind in terms of not being in the system for a year.
Yes, he is.
So again, the Yogi Berra-ism. He is behind, which puts him ahead. He's behind, so I'm going to fill.
You're confusing the issue to be cute, and that's fine.
Yes, I am.
If I filled it in
with all the words, he started and is behind because Stidham has had a year in the system, which puts him ahead because he's a year behind.
Whatever.
Make sense?
No, not
it doesn't
at all.
Make sense.
It makes perfect sense.
We got
to
a whole break
just,
for you
just
to think
not,
about this.
Just not. Oh, no, it makes perfect sense to me, just not the way that you described it.
I think it's a
fairly simple concept for those that are willing to look at it that way.
Maybe one of the...
Instead of someone that is willing to muddy the waters and try to be cute with it, which is fine. That's okay.
You know what's going on?
Here's the deal.
I have three voices going
on
in my head.
Jared Stidham has experience with the offense... Mm-hmm. And has two starts to him,
right.
And has been in the system for 2 years. No reasonable person is going to think that they started from the same place.
Right.
They didn't start from the same place. If people are at a point where they think, Stidham has been a little bit more consistent, I can buy that. That doesn't mean that he's been better. He's been more consistent. Bo Nix does more things even now, in my opinion, to help an offense be better and more dynamic.
So what you're saying is, not to put words in your mouth.
Well, you'll try anyway. That's all right.
You have seen more flashes.
I'm seeing more of what the final result can be.
Right.
You're
projecting out.
I can look at this player and say... This is where they need to be because this guy brings X to the table. And so, we're still in the process of defining what X is.
So I'm going to flip around my Yogi Berra-ism. Jared Stidham is ahead, yet behind. Coming up after the break, I took a look at the baseball standings.
Why?
Exactly. Exactly. I can't remember the last time I looked at the baseball standings because I know where the Rockies sit.
Right. They're 20 games below 500.
But I looked at the overall baseball standings, and something stuck out to me, and it was so stunning. I'm thinking, I don't remember seeing something like this, not only in baseball, but in any sport, in a very, very long time. That's next.
staring at the ceiling, making friends with shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. 3 Hour Recycling is having an auction for vending equipment, ladders, racking, cabinets, tools, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
So I was looking at the baseball standings yesterday. You know, we cover the Rockies. Why would you do that? You know where the Rockies are. There are 15 teams in the American League. Only six are over 500.
Yeah.
Not a statistical rarity, because in the National League, only five teams
right.
out of 15
sure.
are over 500. Is there a logical explanation
yes.
for this? Go for it.
Well, you're looking at the bottom feeders and saying, how can they possibly be this many bad teams in baseball?
Or marginal.
Right. Or marginal. There are five teams in baseball who between them are 111 games better than 500. That's an average of about 22.3 games per team.
Here's a man
over
who did his research, who actually looked at the show notes last night and said, I'm going to have a point, so I'm going to do some research.
Well, it's an easy one.
You just randomly came up with 111 games?
No, I didn't. I did the math.
There we go. You did your research.
Yeah. But it's if you know where to look, you've got two teams in the American League East with the Yankees and the Orioles who are just on fire.
I bet there is so much bile in your mouth right now having to say Yankees.
It's a hurt one. It's one that hurts for the Yankees. I'm more of an Orioles fan because the Yankees are leading the East.
Well, you would want the New York Jets to beat the Yankees if you could root for that.
Yeah, in a softball game.
Right.
Sure, I'd take them. Uh-huh. The Red Sox are middling, but I'm a very realistic fan. I know where the Red Sox were going to be this year. I said that early on. Red Sox will be very middle of the road this year. I know where they are in terms of development. That division is just too damn tough. Anyway.
You have two teams over 500.
But it's where they are over 500.
Yep.
Right? Cleveland. 43-23, 20 games over 500. The Phillies, 19 games or whatever it is above 500. Don't have it right in front of me. But so you've got a lot of these teams at the top who are just feasting on these teams at the bottom.
Somebody responded to this on Twitter
mm-hmm.
when I put it on there. And the person said to me, well, that's because there's no salary cap. Oh, not so fast.
No, not so fast.
This has nothing to do with salary cap. Yes, four teams are big market, high spending teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees, Phillies, Braves, and Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The other six teams are 17th or lower in payroll.
Right.
I mean, but and, really low, like 25th, 26th as well.
And by the way, I think the Rockies are 16th, mm-hmm. just as a point of reference for people.
Well,
I think that's right.
Well, Chris Bryant kind of tips the scales.
He does.
Bit.
Yes, you're right. He does tip the scale.
But in some ways, does this solidify the notion that the salary cap really isn't needed in baseball for a competitive balance?
I mean, I don't know how you'd get it, because the players' union would revolt.
No, I'm not saying they're not going to do it.
No.
What I'm saying is that the argument has always been you're going to have more parity with a salary cap. In baseball, that just isn't true. It isn't. I mean,
but the teams that can spend, and there are, and the teams that spend are generally the teams at the end of the day that we're looking at. There are always outliers.
Yep.
Which is one of the things that I think we appreciate about the game of baseball.
What do you think football, basketball, and hockey would look like without a salary cap?
I think that
basketball would be the one where you would say there would be no competitive balance. Zero.
Right.
The more players there are, that makes the difference. When you're talking about five guys on a court,
right,
and you can spend a ton of money on five guys, that's where there's a real competitive imbalance. But in baseball, what do you have, 25 guys on a roster? Mm-hmm.
26.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. In hockey, it's pretty much the same thing. In football, are you really going to spend that much on 53 players?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So the more players that you have, the less a salary cap is going to come into play. In basketball, it would be a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it would be in football as much because you have 53 guys to pay.
Yes.
And there's no way you're going to be spending that type of money on 22 starters.
The evenness.
Especially if you had a luxury tax and a first apron,
yeah,
and a second
right,
apron.
Exactly. The simplicity of the salary cap, and it's not...
But no cap, I guess that doesn't come into play.
Right. But the simplicity, and it's hard to call anything simplistic when it comes to a salary cap. That's why NFL teams have a whole department or groups of people that basically the only job they do is to work on the cap. So, but the parity of the NFL to me is one of the reasons. The game itself is fantastic, but the way that the NFL plays out in its competitiveness every year makes it unique, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because just name me a league that is more consistently competitive year in and year out than the NFL. I don't think there is one. I mean, I don't know about Bundesliga and the English League and the Barclays, and I don't know about all of that. But I know this, the NFL has the smallest difference between the best and the worst. Any given Sunday thing is true in the NFL. You always get a couple of surprises that make it kind of cool. See Houston last year, right?
Yep.
So, and I think it's part of the reason why the NFL, I mean, well, football is king in this country, but it's another reason that it's so roundly watched and enjoyed is just because of the competitiveness.
Now, you know, I agree with you, but I'm going to respectfully disagree on this. There are two teams that have won 6 of the last 10 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really? I mean, do you see that in baseball? No. Do you see that in basketball? Maybe. Do you see that in hockey? Hell no. 6 of the last 10 champions have been won by two teams. That's not competitive balance. You've had two franchises that have won 6 of the last 10.
I don't think competitive balance is all about who wins it. It's about the teams that are there every year.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, for me, that signals competitive balance for me is that teams in the NFL can generally compete against any other team in the NFL.
Any given.
It's not Sunday. That way in Major League Baseball.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll talk about the Celtics withstanding the Mavericks' fourth quarter run to win Game 3, and would you take Scottie Scheffler or the field at the U.S. Open? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, 3R Recycling Center. Having an auction for crushers, van body trailers, porticools, vending equipment, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. Two-for-one wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, the Celtics withstood the Mavericks' fourth quarter run to win Game 3 of the Finals 106-99. Luka Doncic fouled out with just over 4 minutes left, really hurting the Mavs' chances. And then Brian Windhorst blasted his defensive effort and attitude towards the officials following the game. Boston is now 31-5 without Porzingis this season. They're now 15-2 in the playoffs and 7-0 on the road. Celtics one win away from their 18th championship. What were your takeaways from Game 3 last night?
Yeah, I thought Luka Doncic hurt him last night. He didn't shoot the ball well. That isn't necessarily all that I'm talking about. You can't try to bait calls by whining on your backside when the other team's coming down on a 5-4 and kicking your ass with an open 3. You're hurting your team. In a game that, curiously, they found themselves in a position to win after being down by 20 points or whatever the heck, 23 points or whatever it is. He lost a little bit of allure in my eyes last night. Love the player, but I wish that he had handled things a little bit better. The call that he ended up getting his sixth foul on was an either way call for me. Could have gone either way.
His problem with fouling out wasn't fouls 5 and 6. It was 3 and 4.
Yes, good call.
Okay. He made silly, stupid fouls way away from the basket. And for a guy who doesn't foul out very often, he probably thought, that's okay. I mean, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But then when the game meant something, when the game was close, he did take some fouls. When you're not a very good defensive player and your technique isn't very good, you tend to make fouls like 5 and 6. When you're frustrated, you make fouls like 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this series is done. Whatever. Move along.
All right, just in case you missed it, the U.S. Open begins today at Pinehurst number 2 in North Carolina. Scottie Scheffler is the heavy favorite to capture his second major championship of the year. He's at plus 280 odds to win. Would you take Scottie Scheffler or the field in this U.S. Open?
Well, I'll take the field only because you get so many more chances to win. But Scottie Scheffler has been a revelation this year. Or has he? Hasn't he been the best player, really, for the last 2 years, 2+ years?
He is.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, he's got 5 wins this year. There's only one other player that has multiple wins. I think it's Rory McIlroy. He has played consistently in the top 10, 12 of his 13 events this year, he has been in the top 10.
But when you look at the majors over the last 3, 4, 5 years, it has been littered with first-time major leaders.
Right.
Last year. Who won last year?
Wyndham Clark.
There you go.
Who, by the way, is third on the money list. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Good for him.
He's been struggling lately, too.
He hasn't played particularly well, but he did win he won at Pebble Beach, right?
Maybe he'll buy Valor.
Maybe he will.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him play well this week. It's nice to have someone in the field that you've got a little bit of a rooting interest for.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You can't do that at the big box stores. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, they have a staff to help you. big box stores, they will sell you one appliance at a time. At Mountain High Appliance, the customer service is great. They have a price match guarantee, great financing options. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, what in the world is Bruce going to do with his day today now that he's not going to get his football fix? With that, can you make the case for a team that isn't expected to be very good next year? Why aren't they taking advantage of another practice? That's next.